Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, December 21st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Evangecube helps grow the church in Afghanistan. Book of Hope has its first ever distribution in Sierra Leone, and Transworld Radio marks a new milestone. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Taliban in Afghanistan is causing problems for evangelism in that Muslim-dominated nation. Evangecube International's Tom Doyle just returned from there and reports a positive response to their work.
We are working with the young church there in Afghanistan and doing some Evangecube training. The people there love the Evangecube because 70% of the Afghans are illiterate. So it's just a great presentation of the gospel for them, and the church is growing and healthy.
But it hasn't been easy, as the Taliban is still active. Doyle says the Taliban's focus is changing from coalition forces to churches. You can help the church grow with more Evangecubes. $3 can train and equip a believer with an Evangecube, which has proven to be very effective.
They're wanting to hear what the difference is between Christianity and Islam. And it looks maybe like a toy, so it's harmless and people don't get uptight when they see it. And automatically, you're in this conversation about the Lord.
Meanwhile, the phenomenon of child soldiers continues, with as many as 300,000 who remain active in 20 wars. The greater problem comes during peace, where rehabilitation efforts in many war zones are incomplete. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins says the gospel plays a significant role in this issue in Sierra Leone.
Those children are now very little facility to rehabilitate them. So the need for the good message of hope is great. And thankfully, the doors are open. The government leaders actually ask us to come and help in the situation.
Hoskins says their team trained over 100 church leaders in equipping.
They were able to train over 100 pastors and church leaders and actually lead those newly trained workers into 19 schools where they distributed 21,000 books. There are few of any textbooks, so the teachers immediately began using the Book of Hope in the classrooms.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio is now broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in more than 190 languages and dialects. We get the details in this report from TWR's Bill Early.
TWR reached this milestone as a result of recently adding 7 languages from the Northern Caucasus region of Russia, including Chechen. TWR's Nathan Anderson says the 7 are part of a new program produced by TWR Europe in cooperation with another international Christian broadcaster, which airs each day of the week in a different language.
The whole development with the 7 languages we could not have done if we would not have had a wonderful working relationship with another international active broadcaster. In fact, he's working with a fellow in that region who actually came to Christ as a result of listening to Transworld Radio. And so you can see how the circle closes itself again.
For Mission Network News, I'm Bill Early reporting.
We turn to the United States, where the International Bible Society and more than 120 Christian leaders teamed up in a special project. This past Sunday in the state of Colorado, IBS provided a customized New Testament to nearly 100,000 people in the wrappers of the local newspaper. The package also included help for people unfamiliar with Scripture, spiritual encouragement, and a website address to help recipients connect with local churches. And many Christians are planning Christmas-related outreach this year. On our website, missionnetworknews.org, we ask the question, as Christmas approaches, what will you be doing to share Christ? According to our poll, 41% of you said you'll be sending out Christmas cards with a Christian message to share the gospel. 32% said you'd be helping the homeless or poor, but 17% said you hadn't really thought about it. Consider how God can use you this Christmas. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. You can also sign up for our free daily email updates or get our monthly church bulletin insert service. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.